Kwazwai muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome muri eZimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday the 3rd of March 2020. Muri eZimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Indaba yendlala, nyaya yenzara. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars, $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, vanoita zvokurima, abalimi abasakhulayo, and they're all in strong agreement with statements in the, echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the bread basket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the state and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Saka zvandoda kunzwa zvekare kubva kwamuri imi vateri vedu abalale vetu abathandekayo is ukuthi lapho elihlala khona ikoko kwamuri kugara muri kuzvionawo sei muri kusangana nenyaya yenzara here. So ngenani kuhlelo phinda imchirongwa ma veg nemapotato ekudya muri kumawana here. Join us muri eZimbabwe. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequencies, 4930, 13860, 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com, www.voazimbabwe.com. So ngenani kuhlelo Zimbabwe muhle namhlanje sikhangela udaba lwendlala tukutarisa nyaya yenzara iri kusangana nevazhinji munyika. Ngenani kuhlelo, join me on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove.
Hey, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Once Once again, Buriya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Muzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated their crops.
My grandmother is now empty. This is my field. We farm, but it does not bear fruits. I sold my goats. There is no hope that there is anything that will come out of the fields. We now depend on this and others.
But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center.
I was told that my name is not on the list. Maybe they'll give me next time. For now, I have to depend on my daughter. That's why I've come to her home after I was not given anything. But she needs food assistance too, as her crops failed and she needs to feed her children.
Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Programme says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Muzi, Zimbabwe.
All right, well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister Mary Mliswa Chikoka discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya owakishwa, the white farmers, and failed to use this land to produce, are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungo sangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakati kurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati wa improve farm yemunhu kampa ku harvester. Munhu uya unoti, gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandanchifungira. Already pato ne friction. Tiri kuencourage kuti kana tafunga kuita ma joint venture partnerships, nga aitwe through hurumende. Government iri kuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
All right, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona elenjongo yokufaka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba bathathi land from the white farmers. Manje sebe lobudlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching them some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now, let's head over to one of my guests, ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana, ngu Sithandazile Maskati. Sithandazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. Ngenxa yokuthi, one, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds kuhulumende. I would like to hear more from Nina njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on? Kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe Singakangela with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing. You find out, Tina, as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals. Mm-hmm. That we have set apart, maybe we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because we find out that most of this land that is there already, it's owned by these big madaras that we have money that are in the government that bought the land with Dala. And when now when you try to you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of money that are so ridiculous to those people that bought land with Dala, which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate the land that is being used, you find out nothing. Amakiwa, Amaluchana, Salayo, that are running our businesses doing agriculture. These big people, they own so much land, which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. But so right now I am doing piggery and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pigs I am renting my pigs I and from you are renovating something big. After so I don't even have confidence that we need a big because I'm scared that first thing that thing is developing. Even the Anna Yakula, Yaba, Umunti of Wilcho, Tainda, I'm saying anything.
So, sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening in climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about hunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have climate has changed. Even the Zangona, like how they are done. Because when I'm telling you, people are Lima, I will not want to say, November. Because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rains. Rains are starting in January. So somehow it is affecting, but maybe people are not being educated. Especially labantu abasemakhaya, labane babalele nje abasemakhaya.
Mhm.
Bona labana maybe they need to be educated a bit. Ukuthi betshela ukuthi nothing is changed. Because if they wait for ama rains or they start plowing in November, in October kudala, I remember mina ngisakhula in October November, people will start plowing.
Mhm.
And people would know that climate in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But now, in February, March, is Zim will start to rain. Because right now, in Zim, we are actually having rain, as I speak. Heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well. Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up, it's beautiful. Because people plow in general.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most of the winter hours in November, about December, no one ever it's dried up. Because Abakazi, they know that the things have changed. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what thing you do is Tandazile, we hear uhulumende sithi yena uyazama ukusiza abantu with different means. Abanye it's financial, abanye they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough ukuthuthukisa ilizwe to pull us out of this rut? Lapho esibona abantu abayi 7.7 million facing hunger.
I didn't get that.
Bengithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sisi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
It's not enough because the government cannot provide really for everyone who is suffering right now, currently. So they will just help one another. They get out. Now, right now, as much as they are talking about that, you find that it is indigenous that I like that maybe next thing my then that when that coming in the come. Indigenous one has what is in that. So it means that they are reaching out, but to other people, and
not
there
everyone.
Are so many people that are not being helped. But at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When you understand the people who are local, they call it in the way pure, imali, government. I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what in Ugbambe and Nanes is swarming?
I want to know the mentality of the government. And that's mina monte can put the rules so much into charity work. If I know that isn't the lazy real as look the little advantages of one year. When people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed, land is not being used. And then they are praying in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? People should use the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. I understand. You know, that is always in my way. These are aids that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross, from the Abobani, to help. They will not provide for everyone. But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. Industries have closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the farm that month.
All right, sis, what's in ukubamba umlomo kancane, let me take my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe muhle mavakunzi wakuna sisi isithandazile Maskati, she is a farmer. Vangachinya tsutsanangura muzvare Maskati kuti aiwa ivo semwo weve chidiki anita zvekurima ari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda akasiyana siyana asi dambudziko guru that she seemed to highlight is the fact kuti pane vanhu vakapiwa minda asi havasi kunyatso producer enough. Manzwa earlier on Tamboridza video apo mai Mary Mliswa Chikoka honorable vanga vachinyatso taura vachiti aiwa hurumende yakulauncha chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu ava vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakalauncha chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vamwe varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane Nema Farms ipapo. But that seems to be something that Sisi Sithandazile is highlighting. Wachiti, nyaya iyoyo ngaigadziriswe as soon as possible. Nemhaka yokuti hanzi kungogara uripo pa farm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who ongenayo kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of Youth in Agriculture UpX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
Charlie. Today we're highlighting dambudziko irenzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Mr. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about the issue of pens, which is the most thing that is, I can say, almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have the climate change, which is the drought, you know, these rains, which are not no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when we are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land, that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they've actually proposed a land audit, which is there, and which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, mm-hmm. The land will be taken and will be distributed to other people who have a passion and interest in farming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vamchenje, you know, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but you know, what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people in farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people out from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security. And we make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat. We can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then said, these young people want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries they want our produce in our country. So how we are planning to do as young people is to make sure that we will produce some of our produce for export to realize the much needed foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, they high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to also add value on our produce, we will be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tochi Batanya, command agriculture, Vamchenje. This is a system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, with Command Agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system of Command Agriculture. They are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing on to implement monitoring mechanisms that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the inputs for the purpose that he has collected those inputs for. The challenge is to the very weak and poor input the commands. You will see fewer coupons flood in the market. And these are the fewer coupons from the command that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agricultural system.
All right, again, look back to Pamromo. I'm changing. Let me take my first caller, Varugupi Namchirongwa, and then we'll go back to Usisi Standazile. Ngiyazokuthi ngilomlaleli ndrukunzi wathi ndinemthereri wokuthanga ari kuphinda mchirongwa khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela umhlelo ndinomgamshira mchirongwa ari paro nari ndiyani.
Yebo, sawubona.
Yebo, mnumzana unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Yeah, we'll put the sun somewhere in Johannesburg. I'm going to Johannesburg. I'm going to die.
Sangwen. Abantu bathini bathi
nginombuzo mina nginombuzo oyiwani
ungabuza but
kungena indlala eZimbabwe kungenxa kaMgabe naye icabinet kaMnangagwa ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eplazini umuntu ozolima ngeenkomo ozolima ngamadonki bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangamatractor. Uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo olimele izwe labana abantu balimela izithu zabo abagcwele emaplazini abafake emaplazini abalimele isizwe ma befuna ukuthi kube kulunge ababusele abelunge emaplazini belimele isizwe hhayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izithu zabo abantu laba abagcwele emaplazini manje balimela izithu zabo and abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu amaguna bekwazi ukupheleleza belima ngebhoholo kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo bona bayadla phezulu bayasuda bazosela ngokuthi impuphu iyakhuphuka lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayidi labo kuphela kodwa manje sebevumele ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise nge-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthi senzela isayidi labo kuphela thina nje sikhathele ngalaba bantu ngabe kuyenzeka behlinte yonke icabinet kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe yiyo into ezosiza ngeela sikhathele ibone kini
hayi siyakuzwa Sangweni ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi
siyabonga.
All right, sizweni ukuthi yena usithandazile uthini ngalo mbono kaSangweni sisithandazile ukhona ecingweni
ikhona
umzwile umlaleli ungamphendula.
Yeah. As agriculture, it's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation because you find that China as a country, even in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us. Hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land. And you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering. And it will not change. And those people, Aba Pezulu, they are not going through this suffering that the people Aba Pants are going through. Because as much as Mishalele Ilendia, but they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those you say USAID as meta religion. They are the ones that organize that. And they actually get some of the things when they join very right. So I think there are structures that need to be put in this country. Civil back to being the bread basket. Africa. Land is such in this because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it mainly such in Shanghai, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land and farming really on its own. Everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming base you into a driver emission. Well, but in Zimbabwe, if we are to do farming correctly, how it's supposed to be done.
things are going to go back to normal.
All right.
Then now we are buying things from importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Things that are supposed to be China soda, this is manufacturing soda. We are importing those things. For what reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is into. Why are they not using to invest on the land that abahlalelekile? I mean, that's my worry. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we can do better. We can do more, and the country can go back to normal. But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker. Things are not going right for those our parents. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor, and who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
All right, what's in you?
It's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While Ireland, they are not doing it. You cannot go there and do anything. It's theirs, it's their land. And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But that's that we want the black person rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubambe Umlomo, sisi? Let me head over to umnye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. But ngingakathatha umlaleli before I head over to the caller, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. So I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe umuhle ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Now ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7 uSinini Khuphe uthi, evening brother Mike, Sinini Khuphe, welcome to the program. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. My number is Visa number. I wa mkoma Jeffrey. Tshawo na ukuthinga kupinza emchirongwa tinzo maonrenyu. Mas G uti salibonani. Unjani Mas G. Richard uti masura se mkoma Mike Hove. I wa indrinani mkoma zrukufamba ere. Toyi says, please call me in Ruk South Africa. I wa tshakufondra mkoma Toyi. Taru aruti Mike Hove so so good. I wa tinotenda zukuru. Let's see what abantu bathini kukhasile tu ele VOA Ndebele. Kukhasile VOA Ndebele. Uvisi Mpofu uthi, puti Mike unjani. Ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu elupane. Aywa limzwile. Baba Jokonia, if you are watching, uvusi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. Stanley uthi abantu bezanu badla imali bodwa. Ha, abalandaba labantu. Hayi, ngumbono lo ka Stanley. Asizwane ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola mthere. Ndino mkamchira mchirongwa, nga kwamukela kuhlelo. Ariparo nare ndiyani?
Ndisi Mageleza.
Ngubani okhona?
Mageleza from Manese.
Mageleza, how are you, chief?
Ndiri right, makadisi.
Aywa, tribo, murukutifondra murukupiko?
Ifona tukumwenezi.
Kurisa yiko kumwenezi, vanu, arukutarisa nenzare?
Na, kumwenezi nzara yoga. Azikwani kwa kuma shops kana zwani kazini zato box South Africa zeki tindi kwa ni maranzi apa namu ya chona maracho kutuwe bata rati GSC eko kesho katika rati GSC nengo wapinda mati kangu ya kao
Tinonzo wa jinji wa nengo warukusanga ne dambuzi kore kushai kwa kwe hufu rugu batike urugu wane reko kwa mwere
Upo uru kuneta kumenezi, especially dikora la manike ya wano ya vachinyora anda, wano waninga wachinka shandi, uchendere, ni harao, wachipana na pati, zani kiesikiavo, losa wano shandi, wano wachinzivona ya plani, ambeo ino ya chiti, wano zani kiefumasio, kazi mbaba kati, uru upani, uru upani, unerei, kaka nukudaru kumamunda, pasha wana kumapurazi kumenezi, kuna wakuna narotenda, wakuna cheriko, Inde yacho ni yaka zarasora kumukuchi ndika mumbisa zaito mkwe varungu.
Saka, ndi uzeo kamkoma, nema ondre nyutambu ziko, iruno gadziri kaere, uye jiruno gadziri swase?
dambudziko pane tsumo yavako inotinhuzva yakasungiridzwa. Ndikatarisa vakuru vari kuti tungamirira ava, ndiona sendihanya nevanhu havana. Mukaona mamira akaita zvono, unowana munhu mukuru achitamba redhiyo achidzopana. Uko nyika iri kunzi even maorias acho ari kunzi anofambira kunze kwenyika nyaya kuti ground hakuna. Ground rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikweshe mumaraini. Bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika. Ndiona kuti pachine dambudziko. Ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti kana kubvuma kuti nyika yavaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika. Pasina izvozvo ndoona sekuti tinobuda hapana. Nekuti mukatazokereyo vezanopfunda ngachiseka hangu mukubva ngaitaura nyaya yekuti mukatasa mamira akaita zvono nedispensation inotaswa kuti haina chakaita chakudibatika. Vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira, vupo hatina kukwidza, rolame hunowani, but kwatinowana kwacho hakuna. Saka ndonga sekune kumwe nezve tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth Africa tinogona kungoenda pabhodha vonotiyambukira voende kurwizi sogamuchira upo vachiuzitinza vane uko vatibekera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upfu. Ndoona sekuti kuno kuti norarama zviri nani asi zvinhu zvakaoma.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndedi baba.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Alright, ngatiendei kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Vamuchenje, muchiripo parunare here mukoma? Muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema vari kuti nemaondero evo vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu. Manzwa zvekare sisi standazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda, vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose, asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufida mhuri dzavo. Imungati nazvo izvozvo mukoma?
Ya, ipapo ndinowira napo pekuti tine mafarms akasiyana siyana nemasaizi. We have commercial farms and then we have subsistence farms. So whenever you occupy a commercial farm, a commercial farmer is normally produce my produce beyond consumption, which means the fana who produce so which mure yangu inodya at the same time itata nekuti the nation inowana something. But vanhu vakapinda muminda, the context here in the form was right and we are happy kuti yakaitwa. It was about black empowerment. But we needed to change the concept now because it's no longer about you or the command element. It's about producing for the nation. So that's now the culture. In the one of children, the women, the minister of agriculture, one of children, they would be telling us more president. I was a name change. So for president, after 200 years, I have volunteered. Hauchafanira kurima zvekuti utye kumba iwe nemhuri yako. Waufanira kuchirima zvekuti nyika iwane pundutso. Because hapana chachinja. Murungu paanga aripo kare, ndozvinhu zvavangowana zviripo zvavari kushandisa. So hapana chofanira kuchinja in terms of level of production kana uri farm. And also, pari kuitwa land redistribution. Takukosha kuti hurumende land ngaisapiwe on partisan ground. President, I'm going to go on the president of Zimbabwe, yes, with the Murungu Mutema, we put A, B, C, D. So we're going to learn the right to everyone who are committed to farming, who are farmers, but I'm not only farming as they work. Come on, sir, at our recruiting, no one among the Maka Zarabin, and it's like, after the president, I wish I had a mentor or company, I'm not care, the farm, but I'm a family, who are going to do the Zoyaki. So to get him a family, ngaakupewa nevanhu vanogara kumapurazi vachirima, kwete kuti ndinogara kuHarare or ndinogara kuBotswana pandi nefamu randakabata riri muZimbabwe rondoka mombe dzangu dzandida kutengesa ini. We need people who are committed to the development of the country. Ivo ngatesa kuti mukoma maiki zviri kuiti tine mafamu dzatinawo and most of farmers vedu vacommitted and concentrating on cash crops rather than on crops the national interest. Munotangori matobako munotaka kurima flowers, munotaka kurima peas yet whatever for export. Yes, we need foreign currency, but we need to put the nation first. Kuti pafamu pandiri, government inofanira kuisa mutemo wekuti kana muchenje une 200 hectares farm, at least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops, maize and soybeans, something that we use to produce cooking oil, something that we use to produce millet meal. putting the water of flowers, I'm not putting tobacco, yes. Even if you check on any beer, they're actually lowering down the planting tobacco. Why? Because I would be high tobacco. I think it's a tobacco.
Now, Vabuchenje, what about Maondra Tauro na Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black farming.
Mm-hmm.
The land belonged to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, who can do something? That's mm-hmm. why as young people, we are pushing to the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are happy as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people and the land should be in the hands of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby then that's right, unacceptable. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that the farm is fully utilized. You see, I didn't know what you are. But the problem is, because I know the president, or I know Mr. So-and-so, or the minister, that is highly unacceptable. You know, I think about farm buying the producer, but you know, Gara, but I want a retirement package.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore mtereri. Liamuzwa, umnumzana uchone mchenje. Uti fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo. Anzi, aiwa, vechidiki, we demand. Kuti vechidiki, vapiwa umikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlalelisi zuguti mtereri ya ruguti nenye ayati na yunasi mchirongwa. Kola mtereri nya kwa mge la kushelo, ariparu nari.
Kuno ku South Africa utara chokwadi zvino zvakarongeka but ku Zimbabwe mahwani mazino chevo.
Saka tiudzeka mukoma nemaonderenyu chiri kunyatsonetsa chii tiri kunzwa sisiti Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwewo vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer chiri kunyatsonetsa chii nemaonderenyu.
Maonera angu ine chiri kunetsa kuZimbabwe one minda iri kuende minda yakagara handidika chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaiya vanhu vaipiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zvakakwana because ndikatarisa ini ndakakura ndiri muchiredzi muyamwei vasvingo province muchiredzi munorimanzimbe muyamwei ime minda yanyatsokupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezanupiefu vaipiwa asi uchinyatsokuona kuti munhu unopiwa plot yenzimbe asi hana kana mombe kana dhoni izvezvi mapurazi mazhinji ukanorima nzimbe izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvimwe bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nemhuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli ipapo but pairima nzimbe ipapo vakatorera masetira vakatorera varungu vairima nzimbe vaidoprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika havana manje temwe problem iripo iyoyo
zvino
government haisi kutevera mati
aiwa endirai mberi
tuzve government haisi kuteverera kuti inyatsokumaneja mamo land reform program yakaita kuti ibatsire varimi vacho vanavo because vamwe of course vanogona kudii kushandisa but vari kuremegwa nokuda economic situations ziri muZimbabwe ona manje saka government haisiku approve inda my finances kuti vakwanze kudini kushandisa ifuracho zvakanyanya kupana maona manje ya
Mkoma Tweli, manzwa vamchenje vachikurumidzira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara vakapiwa minda kare kare nanhasa vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program navamunangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mgo
Exactly. No, maonera angu ndiri kuitawo chero neniwe kuti tikatarisa no population yevanhu vawanda muZimbabwe tisimama youth izvaredis vechidiki tawandisa and tawanda kudaro ruzivo tinabwo but hatina kuti togushandisira but manje nokuda kwokuti tiri kudzvanyirirwa tiri kunyima kodzero dzedu zvokuti tikwanisewo kupiwawo kachero minda yacho iyoyo tokwanisa kuti tipiwewo government yotibatsira nemariwo chero maloans maona manje tokwanisa kushandisa ivhu racho ivo zvinochinjire kuti zvinova zvinozobatsira nyika yedu yamangwana because izvi zvisimapurazi tikatarisa chiriri kuna ivo vakuru vacho vane mapurazi vavo umwe munhu ane mapurazi 3 more than 2 maona manje and more than 2 iro iri rimwe purazi rani pama2 iwawo rimwe racho purazi racho rangogara rimwe racho haasi kumbotoritedza kuririma maona manje saka vakagona kuti kana vodisbrita mapurazi avo vonyatsokuona kuti vopawo pesendeji yakati kuru yekumayouth maona manje because tisi tisine power ende tisi tine energy maona manje uyezve tisi tave kunogadzira ramangwana redu renyika because Zimbabwe yavo maoko yevechidiki
aiwa takunzwa mukoma 12 tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndeti mudaro
maita mukuma Mike, thank you so much.
No problem. Mudzoke next week.
Ndogara ndiripo but mukana ndiya ndichingoshaya nouda kuti vatirerete takawandisa
chii. Aizvo chokwadi asi tinotenda nhasi mukana wanga uripo. So Zimbabwe muhle, let's head over to uCC Sithandazile sizokuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli njalo okushiwo nguJohn Mutshenje. CC Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni. Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngisakhona.
Okay. So abalaleli that have come onto the program njalo yena uMtshenje have highlighted a lot of things and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lwe-land redistribution programs. But the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa i-land eningi labantu received it on party lines, high not on merit eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing bathe kwa kule mismanagement e-land reform program into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying udaba lwesimo somnotho obesithi the economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali ithuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathola ithuba to feed the nation at all wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing, but in different languages and in different from different directions. Mm-hmm. But it's all pointing to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So meaning, what you at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, knowing that the local government are here with distribution, into what you land by second. And you know, maybe my only worry on this program because I don't know what who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, what even those things are there, and it's many things that we know. If I want to make there's a letter solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things, and sometimes it has that should come here. You outline, you state things that the problems that we are facing and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people will just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing. They'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things. Let's start this new way of doing things. Let's start to maybe take this action in this and that and that. But things won't be done that like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the police makers, to just listen to what people are saying and do that, I think it will help us. Because at the end of the day, Zimbabwe, in that and for me as a young person, right now I don't even know what is this country eating at. What's going to become of me tomorrow? Mm-hmm. As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what is tomorrow things are going to work up like what. Mm-hmm. Because I will have direction in the gender. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. All we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
All right.
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Please invite the policymakers. They have to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policymakers. They have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and working with you, the means that I finally things should be done the right way.
All right. All right, thank you so much, Mama Kancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also on the same issue of inviting policymakers, we had invited Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo. He's a part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. But sa qhubekela phambili simzama. And I hear ukuthi ibona njengohulumende bona what are they doing about this issue. Kodwa I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli na uthini thinzi wokuthi mthere aruthi khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngiba nokhona ecincweni aripari nari ndiyani
makadikho amai
ayiwandri bom koma aripari nari ndiyani
tiripo zedi noti polad
mkoma mati polad
ya
oh mkoma polad jurufamba
mushe makadikho imi
ayiwandri bom urikufondera muri kupiko
ndiripa jobeka.
Dimi kama rupa Joza, tipe wa maondre nyu.
Halo mkoma,
That tipe wa maondre nyu mkoma polad.
Tiripo, zaka oma man, zaka oma, zato one sa unika yeguish. Especially, kuti Zimbabwe, anga iri the bread basket of Southern Africa. Iko shine, zora iri kuti paewa bread basket of Southern Africa. Mvura ndo yaranga ichi konzera kuti zvikaro kana kuti kwairimwa nevanhu vane ruzivo. Ndozvinhu zvandoona kuti tiri kuitirwa mahungwe nevanhu ava. Iko zvino izvi kuti utange nyaya iyoyo yokuti that initiative kana yakaapplywa kana yanga ichifanira kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo but haina kuitwa nemazvo. Yaifanira kuti at least vasiye vamwe vanhu vanoziva varungu vanoziva because iko zvinezvi pari kutorimwa ukatarisa minda iyayayairimwa nevarungu iyaya pataiona pari green iko zvinezvi wakutotsvaga mhuka imomo sango rokuti hautombokwanisikana kuibata mhuka yacho because maforest masango chaiwo chaiwo zvakatiomera zvokunyika kwedu nharo dzine vanhu vezano neno kuti vakaita sei
saka mukoma Polad mabata nyaya iyi muchiti musango yatiwo sango chairo chairo mungati iproblemu yehurumende here kana kuti chinhu chakangokonzereswawo neclimate change
kwakapiwa vanhu vasinazvo vanoziva vasina ruzivo wekurima haungarime papurazi nemadhongi mashanu hapana kana equipment yacho nevakativapa equipment yokuti papagara pachirimwa pachionekwa kuti varungu vairima zvakanaka parambe pakadaro saka iko zvino izvi dzongove nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kungova natural vakomana tarisaone kuti totambura sei vakomana kutambura nechitafu chaitaicho chitafu zvakatiomera hazvo mukoma ngaitisiyire vamwe chanu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Polad nekupinda ndaona kuti mamanyora pafacebook muchiti it's my first time saka tinogamuchirai and thank you so much mudzoke same time same next week andisi
ora right, Mkoma, natenda.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Poland, Varuku South Africa, Okuvangambo, Nyora Opa Facebook, wakati Aumana, Aumana, Ndifonere, Iwo. This is my first time. Sakatata, Aiwa, Regaiti, Vape, Omkana, first time, Vapinde, Mchirongwa, Tinzo, Oma, Onravo. But he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion. Wachite, Aiwa, Nema, Onravo, Dambuziko, Rindere, Kutichi, Paruku, Piwa, Vanu, Vasina, Ruzivo, Ruzinji, Pamsorope, Kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje. Vamuchenje, Muripo Parunarandis. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tambo Isaopa radio segment. Yedu, pama bata nyaya iye ye knowledge. Muchiti aiwa, dambu ziko ndere kuti pakapiwa vanhu vasina ruzivo ruzhinji. Minda. Asi, mukati mukuru wenyika muri kufara nekuti they're currently re-auditing it and you feel as though you're confident that pachapiwa minda mikana kune vanhu vane ruzivo ruzhinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct. Because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is cheap. Because you can't do farming without proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So if you have the crop in a different way, how to manage it. For example, culture much the correct timing, correct application of fertilizers and the herbicides and everything. And also the number of millimeters of water that is required by a certain crop from each infant square. So all those things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make millimeters that form Munda, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Minister of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off-season when I was a farmer. But I put my farmers here said, now we are at the same short courses. Mm-hmm. At the Kurima. Which means they've seen that, yes, we've got the people that we given land that the government in 2000, and we've got the people that are also applying land, but without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So these are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses, but this derivative, how best can I do cabbages, how best can I do maize, how best can I do this? Mm-hmm. And yet also, through the engagement that is also done with the Minister of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also to my youth, but also to one agricultural background and qualification. This also is the process. And they are also that the government, in my extension website, and that's the question, as farmers, we need to make use of them. You need to guide your money. Zakanaka is the business. Don't sell in the business. So sometimes, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. So let me wrap up with Ndopao Standazile Maskati Mkanakut Apeteo Atpe Oma Onrake Kupetsira. Thank you so much. Ndokupila Mchirongwa. Standazile, usakone tingwe? All right. Could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation, it's something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point, now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe Nati in future will see hope. And Nati Sela City, Kulababala Leleo, some of the policymakers that are tuned in, I hope that you use colors as young people. We are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right. Thank you so much. Ngongela kuhlelisi sami. All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Sithandazile Maskate. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana with John Muchenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see ukuthi abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number yenu. Yethu silicela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. UDiven Mfusirai arukuthi isukhuno kubohera tokanga waya takango mira ve Madonna. Hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita worry. Aiwa tinotenda nemaondoro enyu. Ah, pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana ma one zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuchivhu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa, muri eZimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondoro enyu. Thank you so much. Wonke umuntu ogeneleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo, njalo wonke umuntu osheyile uhlelo. Lingakhohlwa phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.